shows and the movies, get myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want to change a thing, still I dance and I sing. I think about the mama, she is the same. What's the matter, you?
Of reality radio is off and running. We're going to talk a little Shawamigan sports with our AD Darren Patterson in just a little bit. Courtney, who is the new chamber director for the Park Falls Chamber, will join us in a little bit also. We'll talk with Ron Nolan from Nemeth Implement about all kinds of things going on down in Stetsonville, and Peace Lutheran folks are going to stop in. They got some activities coming up they want to talk about. Austin is here too, showing a little bit of interest. How we doing, Austin?
Mild interest. I'm doing all right.
All right. Good.
A little bit wet today.
Did you wash away last night? That wind? Did you hear the wind howling last night?
I did.
Whoa. I sat in my chair. I was watching TV and I heard it and I looked out the window and I just kind of went, whoa. And I just kind of like, I tensed just a little bit thinking at any point maybe a tree might come through the window at some point. But I could always tell when the wind's about to blow, because the birds will gather at our feet or right by our house. They'll just—it's like literally like 6 inches out the window, and they're preparing for the destruction. Mm-hmm. The destruction.
Yeah, I was driving home last night, and I saw—it looked like a tree had gone down, but it had been cleaned up pretty quickly. But there were just branches everywhere.
Yep, you got to be careful out there when you're traveling those back roads and stuff, not only the puddles, but the branches and stuff like that. So be very, very careful out there as you are venturing around the North Woods. We got some birthdays. If you got a local birthday anniversary, we'd love to talk about it. 715-762-3221 is our phone number, and you'll get a chance to win that cake, which comes up on Friday. We talked about this earlier this morning. How would you like this, Austin? Let's say you're downtown Park Falls or whatever, you're going for a walk and you turn the corner of a building and right there out of nowhere is a fully grown elephant just walking down the street.
Pretty sure my grandma experienced that.
Wouldn't that be cool? Where did your grandma live to experience that?
Baraboo.
Oh, yeah, the Circus World Museum.
Yep.
I think that happened a few times there. Yeah, but this happened in Butte, Montana.
Well, that one is definitely unexpected.
Well, apparently they had a circus in town there, and they had the elephant outside, and a car backfired, and the elephant got spooked, and it took off, and they got it about 10 minutes later. It was just wandering around the streets, probably looking for a Starbucks caribou or something, probably just checking things out. So that would be definitely a story to tell for people if you were in Butte, Montana, and you saw the elephant walking around.
That probably make you check what's in your coffee.
There's other, well, that brings me, that we haven't played this in quite a while. Maybe this would be a good morning to play. Hang on just a second here. A brand new sponsor to the morning show, ladies and gentlemen, now available at your local coffee shop.
You are a connoisseur when it comes to fine coffee. And since you want only the best, start your day with a hot cup of elephant poop coffee.
What?
Made from coffee beans that have been fed to elephants.
Elephants? Really? You're kidding, right?
No. As the coffee beans move through the elephant's digestive system, the chemical content is altered.
Yeah, it's called turning into poo.
And when the beans are expelled and harvested,
ew,
you get an awesome cup of coffee. Taste it.
Yeah, no.
You don't know what you're missing.
And I'm pretty okay with that. You drink it. I'm out.
Suit yourselves. Mmm. Elephant poop coffee. Good to the last dropping.
There you go.
Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised that is a thing somewhere in the world.
I'm sure it probably is. I've heard other versions of delicacies somewhat similar to that.
It just makes you sometimes sit and wonder, how on earth did you find out about that?
Not sure if it exists or not. Birthday wishes to Cheryl Hetzer. Flambeau Fluffy is celebrating a birthday today, so your very good friend, couple calls for Cheryl. So Cheryl, happy birthday to you. Who else you got? We got some celebrity birthdays too. You have been delving through your celebrity birthday files in search of some good ones. What do you got?
Oh, I've been looking, and today,
yep.
Let's see here, the name that I recognize the most, it is actually J.P. Morgan's birthday today.
J.P. Morgan.
Born back in 1837, and he was one of the corporate investors back on Wall Street.
Okay.
And he actually founded the company, J.P. Morgan.
All right. Lots of money there.
Oh, yeah. And he passed back in 1913.
All right. Who else you got? Anybody else significant on the list?
Let's see here. Looking through, personally, I don't recognize any of these names, but
well,
maybe somebody else will.
See if I recognize them.
Well, let's see. We have Rooney Mara. The actress comes from a family of NFL owners and executives and was nominated for Best Supporting Actress Oscar for Carol in 2016.
All right. Happy for her.
And let's see here. Victoria Adams Beckham is 49 today. Posh Spice of the Spice Girls married soccer star David Beckham, became a fashion mogul.
The Spice Girls.
Yep.
Yes. Posh. Okay.
Let's see. Then there's Jennifer Garner. She's 52 today.
Jennifer Garner of Friends? Was she in?
Let's see. It doesn't mention that.
I'm thinking of Jennifer Aniston. Jennifer Garner is different. Gotcha.
Yeah, a former Alias star married with children to her Daredevil co-star Ben Affleck.
Okay.
Until 2015.
All right.
Other films, Draft Day, I Love Timothy Green, Juno. There's a handful of them here.
All right.
And I also like that it doesn't really specify much. It just says she's also done a lot of TV commercials.
Hmm.
And that's it.
Pitch Woman. That's it. That's all you got for today.
No.
All right. Happy birthday anniversary. If it's a special day for our listeners out there on this 17th day of April, we got Brewers coming up today. 12:10 will be our first pitch, Brewers at AmFam Field, and it'll take tomorrow off, and then back in action this weekend, Bucks playoff action Sunday. The time of that is yet to be determined for Sunday. We're going to talk a little Shawamigan sports in just a second here and catch up with our Park Falls Chamber Director, Courtney. All that in just a moment here. A little ABC news update first. Well, we're going to talk a little Shawamigan sports, and we'll get caught up with our new Chamber Director for the Park Falls Chamber. We have Darren Patterson, our Shawamigan High School Athletic Director. Darren, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel. I'm starting to think I should have came in this morning so I can see all the changes going on down there by you guys.
Yeah, most of it's in, adjusting to a lot of stuff here at the station and trying to figure out how to make it all work. So I'm sure you go through a lot of that at the school too, always updating and changing, right?
Yeah, I guess that's part of the times, I guess, stay up to speed on things.
Exactly. Well, let's get updated on Shawamigan Sports, the track team. They were supposed to go to Mosinee yesterday. Good thing they didn't. They ended up going to Stratford on Monday and got a good challenge from some bigger schools on Monday, didn't they?
They sure did. And actually, that was our first outdoor meet of the year. And what happened was Mosinee was unable to host yesterday. And that kind of came about last Friday. and Stratford stepped up to the plate, kind of took over the meet, and but they made the wise decision. They wanted to have the meet on Monday versus today or yesterday because the weather was just more favorable. So we're very happy Stratford was willing to do that. And some of those schools in the central part of the state, yeah, they're real juggernauts with their sports, and track and field is one of those. So we got some really good competition, but our kids are competing pretty well. You know, and we did complete our indoor season, and so you know, we've kind of been in the top half of a lot of the team standings. I believe on Monday at Stratford, I can't remember if it was our boys or girls who took third place, and then I think one of them took fourth place. But it was a very good showing. We had some nice individual performances from some kids, and we're just really encouraged, and we all have our fingers crossed that Friday's meet at Spencer, that there's not going to be any weather-related issues there. We'd really like to get a second meet in this week, so hopefully we can get there.
Yeah, we got a couple of athletes that are standing out early. Obviously, Autumn Mikulski, maybe one of the top track athletes to ever come through Park Falls. And A.J. Morgan off to a nice start with the shot and discus, too, on the boys' side.
Yeah, I'll start with A.J. Morgan. But the shot put in particular, he's throwing good with the discus. We've only had one meet with it, though, but I'll highlight his shot put throwing. He has broke our Shawamigan school record for that, and he's continuously placing very high in the shot put standings at every meet that we've been in. And I know that's just a tremendous boost. Usually we rack up a lot of points in the running events historically here at Shawamigan, so any points that we can get from our field events is just an add-on bonus. And you know, and that's why we call it track and field. It's just not track. So he's doing a tremendous job in there with the shot put, and you know, he's kind of the lead dog in there too. He kind of helps some of our younger throwers in there. He's doing a tremendous job, great leadership. And then Autumn Mikulski, I am going to highlight her state indoor meet that she had at Whitewater. She ran in the 800 and 1600, and she took first and second place overall. And, you know, Joel, to kind of put it in context, that's open divisions. So for the state indoor track meet, it's not like break them down into divisions 1, 2, and 3. It's
right.
It's everyone, regardless of size. Doesn't matter if you're a high school of 2,500 students or a high school like ours around 216. So that was quite an accomplishment for her. She just reestablished that she is certainly one of the premier long-distance runners, not just in northern Wisconsin, but in Wisconsin in general. And I think the big part for Autumn now is just, you know, stay healthy, maintain, keep building up as, you know, we get into tournament time. And I know she wants to go for the three-peat. She wants to win three titles. So
yeah.
We'll see how she progresses through the rest of the spring.
Well, Coach Mary has to be smiling because, you know, she's known for the track side. You know, she's a runner, and she's great at coaching that side. But that field side, you know, she admittedly, you know, that's really not her thing. So she's got to be smiling. We got a great shot putter there.
Yeah, and it's just an added, it's a great bonus for the team.
Yeah.
And we've been stealing some other points in there too, like AJ's brother Greg has been scoring some points in there. And we do, typically we have a good long or triple jumper here and there. I would say our pole vaulting, I guess we do pretty good decent there too. We always have depth there. One thing about Coach Mary, she will utilize, if she has a lot of kids out for track, she'll utilize everyone and use that depth to her advantage to help in the team standings. So when she puts like a meet together, it's like putting a puzzle together.
Yeah.
She'll make sure that week Shawamigan is put in the best spot to maximize potentially how many points that we can, you know, attain during the meet to make sure that, you know, we're always kind of up in the team standings.
Yeah.
And I know when she puts that together, she often thinks about the team first versus like the individual component of that. A lot of people think of a track.
Right.
But we kind of have a different mindset here. We think of Shawamigan first and just individuals, and I think that kind of helps the individual component of it too, if you think about it.
Yeah, kids get to move around and maybe run some events they haven't run before because she sees some point potential in there. So yeah, it makes
you never know. You might have to run the 400 one night, or or you might have to give hurdles a try, whatever. But she has been known to do that.
Yeah. All right. that. So Friday, the next meet, let's talk baseball. The baseball team got Phillips back-to-back on Monday and Tuesday. It looks as though Schwamigan, Phillips, Prentice, none are crazy out there, are crazy as far as the excellence side, but all seem to be pretty good and have moments against each other, all three of those teams.
Yeah, I would agree with that. They're kind of bunched in there together. Our baseball boys, they've gotten four games in so far this season. We've had two games last week against Abbey and then the two games this week against Phillips so far. We are still searching for our first win on the year, but we see some very winnable games coming up here in the next week. And I think the big thing with the baseball team, from what I'm gathering from Coach Jake Herbst, is he's just looking for some more consistency. And what I mean by that is we'll play really good baseball for two or three innings, and then we'll have like a bad inning where maybe we kick the ball around a little too much. And, you know, I know, Joel, you're a big baseball guy. And, you know, once you kind of get a couple guys on base, you know, it creates some pressure, more pressure for the pitcher.
Right.
You know, they're maybe not just throwing the baseball on the pitcher's ball on the pitchers. They're maybe aiming or trying to be a little too precise. You know, and then the more longer you're standing out in the infield or outfield, you know, the defense tightens up a little bit. The longer you're out there, it seems like the innings go on forever. So what we got to try to do is avoid those big innings. And I think right now that's really where maybe we're lacking a little bit. But if we can tighten those things up a little bit, you know, have some more quicker innings, keep the game flow going, there's no reason why this baseball team can't pile up some wins here. And we know they can.
All right, they'll travel to Auburndale Friday. We'll have Schwamigan on the air next week when they take on Price County rival Prentice next week. Softball got a split. Phillips came up here to Park Falls and beat the Screaming Eagles on Monday, and then Schwamigan returned the favor down in Phillips on Tuesday. And again, those appear to be a couple of teams that are pretty evenly matched too.
We split, and it's kind of weird because you know, typically when you have two evenly matched, you're thinking, okay, it's going to be a two or three run game or less. But Phillips took it to us pretty good on Monday, 18-5, and then we return the favor and take them 15-7 the next night. So little weird to see it quite like that. I mean, the wide margins in both games, considering that we split with them. But, you know, if we go back over time here, Schwamigan and Phillips have what I would consider to be very, very proud, rich softball traditions. You know, if we kind of go back, you know, back to when we had Ken Dischler here 5-6 years ago, you know, we were really turning up conference championships and making deep postseason runs in the sectionals and seeming to play Grantsburg every year there. But then Phillips kind of turned it on, and they've kind of had their moment here, I would say, the last 4 years, where they've kind of been running the show in the north. So it's kind of nice to see that we're kind of on similar playing fields, at least this year. And you know, we have a very good softball team here. I know a lot of these girls, they just didn't start playing softball this year. They've put in a lot of time. I know their families have. You know, they've done a lot of the summer traveling ball and all that. So it's kind of nice to see the girls get rewarded for all the work that they've put in over the years. And, you know, we're off to a pretty good start. We're 4-1 overall. And, yeah, they're going to rack up a lot of wins. We can hit the ball pretty well. Defensively, we seem like we're pretty sharp. I think the big thing is to see how we're going to handle those really elite teams with those elite pitchers, because then, you know, we're going to have to pitch the ball better ourselves, and our defense is going to have to be pretty good to stay in those games. But there's no question that we are certainly a well above average softball team this year.
Yeah, and that Merriwood North seems to be up for grabs. It looks, from the early scores anyway, it looks like Rib Lake might be one of the favorites to do pretty well in this. Looks like they've got a pretty good team. They've been down for a while, so it looks like they're better.
Yeah, well, and Rib Lake is in terms of, we're measuring success by wins have been a little bit harder for them to come by in recent years. But you could kind of see that the last year or two that they're kind of trending up a little bit more, so... yeah, I would certainly put them in play in the north, and I would certainly put Schwamigan, and I would put Phillips in play too. So it's going to be interesting to see how the rest of the season unfolds here. And, you know, I always think about Athens on some levels too. They you know, they always turn out a good team as well, whether it's softball or any sport, really. So it'll be kind of an interesting season here, and I kind of like it when it's, you know, everyone's kind of on a even playing field, because, you know, it's kind of exciting to know when you go to a game, you should see a good game, and we should be in a lot of these games, and we should be winning a lot of these, and I'm really proud of the girls for the good start that they've gotten off to so far this year.
Well, when the weather clears up next week, it looks like, complex down there, what a great place to watch baseball, softball. I mean, you literally can watch both games at once if you want to. But as far as viewing-wise, it is such a great complex down there. People can bring a lawn chair if they like, concession stands available. So we encourage people to come down when the weather warms up a little and watch some good baseball, softball, right?
Yeah, I love to kind of be in the right field area of the baseball field. I mean, it's only 296 feet down the line to the foul pole at the baseball field. So you're reasonably close. You can see everything that's going on. And between innings, whether it's softball or baseball, you can kind of take a couple steps either direction and kind of check out both. So I kind of hang out in the right field side of both softball and baseball. And you're always in the know. And certainly if there's a good play or something, you can hear the cheer or crowd. So then you maybe take an extra glance down a little further if you're at the other field. But it's a wonderful opportunity to see both. And, you know, Joel, I've known parents over the years that have maybe had their son or daughter playing both. And I'm sure they've been appreciative over the years. But even if you're just a fan of baseball or softball, I mean, it's kind of the same game, same idea and concepts and stuff. What a treat to see both of them at the same time.
Yeah, great complex. All right, Darren, we thank you for taking time to update us. We look forward to talking with you over the next few weeks, okay?
All right. Take care, Joel.
Thank you, Darren. Darren Patterson, he's our athletic director for the Shawamigan High School, and he'll join us over the next few weeks to update us on the spring sports. Let's delve right into Park Falls Chamber, and we've got Courtney. Courtney, I'm gonna hack up your last name. I'm sure no one's ever done that before, right?
No, never.
All right, I'll take a shot at it. Courtney Weitengruber.
You got it.
All right. Very good. All right.
First time.
Welcome in, Courtney. And welcome as new executive director of the Park Falls Chamber. I got that right?
Yes.
All right. Very good. Give us a little history of yourself. Introduce yourself a little bit for those who may not be familiar with you, Courtney, if you could.
Yeah, so I have lived in Park Falls since 2017. My husband and my dogs and I call it home here. I'm originally from Wisconsin Rapids. Okay. So originally from Wisconsin, very familiar with the Northwoods. I grew up, my grandparents had a place over in Three Lakes, so I spent every summer up here in the Northwoods taking in all the adventures that you can do up here, hunting, fishing, everything like that. Moved around quite a bit for my husband's job, so I've lived in the UP and then down in Indiana and back to Wisconsin, so Park Falls is permanent home now, though.
Yeah, all around the Midwest. So what are some of the things, as you have taken over this job, that you're kind of looking forward to implementing and then working with right away as you dig in?
Right away, right now, just a lot of trainings, getting familiar with everything, which it's a great time for it. April's kind of a slower month, so that's good. Heating up for summer, lots of fun activities coming up, lots of great events to help plan. And mostly I'm excited about going and getting out, visiting a lot of our local businesses and talking to them about what the chamber can offer them and what we can do to help. Because I know this winter was really rough for a lot of our local establishments. So I really want to go in and talk to them about what we can do to help them out and help them be really successful. And hopefully this will be the best summer yet after this horrible winter.
Yeah. Yeah. That was, as far as just a person, you know, enjoying the warmth, it was fine. But for the snowmobile traffic, that was big, and for the resorts. So there's a lot of businesses like that that are feeling a little pain after this last winter, aren't they?
Yeah, yep, definitely. My snowshoes sat untouched this year, so it was a sad one.
Yeah. So one of the things that we have coming up, obviously Flamborama is the big one, but things that we're looking forward to here with the Chamber over the next few months.
Yeah, so just for the month of April, this is pretty good for events this weekend. On Saturday, April 20th, Oh Dear Nutrition is celebrating their second anniversary, and they're actually hosting a meet and greet with Miss Price County teen, Olivia. She'll be there from 11 to 4, and they're going to do some drawings, some raffles, have some snacks, everything like that. And then later that evening, there is, over at the American Legion Hall, Catkins is hosting a benefit, the Nothing But a Hound Dog Elvis tribute. Yeah. And there are still tickets available. So if you're interested in enjoying some good Elvis music, contact Catkins for tickets. They do have a link online that you can click and purchase that way.
All right.
And then next weekend, on Saturday, April 27th, we have Comedy Night at Park Theater. The doors open at 6 p.m., and there are tickets still available for that event as well.
All right. All right. So some good things happening here in the, what's typically a slower time of the year, I guess, kind of transition time from snowmobile, which we didn't have, into ATV season and stuff like that. All right. And I'm sure you've looked at it a little bit already, the Flamborama 2024, and that's the big event. So
yes. And just a little teaser, we will be announcing the bands headlining Flamborama all next week. We're going to release one band a day with their bio and information about what kind of music they're going to offer. But a little hint that I can give toward that is two of the bands feature Park Falls natives coming home to perform for us.
All right. All right. Very cool. All right. Anything else I missed that's coming up that we wanted to throw out there?
No, just want to let people know that the chamber office is open. We are in our new location in the Park Falls Professional Building right across the street from the library. Office hours are 9 to 4:30 Monday through Friday. So if you want to stop in and say hi, or if you need to contact us for more information on anything, always visit our events section of our website. That's getting updated daily. If you have an event coming up, please let us know. You can email that to chamber@parkfalls.com.
All right. And the website is parkfalls.com, right?
Yes.
Very simple. All right, Courtney, welcome in. We look forward to visiting with you on the radio over the next however long and talking about great things happening here in the area. So thank you. Good to see you. Courtney, she's our new chamber director for the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
We got 8:48. We're going to be talking with Ron Nolan from Nemeth Implement. He's going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour to talk about what's going on down in Stetsonville. But we're going to talk with Susie Daniels with us, and we have Dylan Schultz with us, and we're going to talk about the Schmidt. I'm sorry.
Schiller.
Sorry, Dylan. Sorry about that, Dylan. My ears aren't good. I'm getting older. But we're going to talk a little bit about the disposal of old drugs and stuff like that, or old prescriptions and stuff. And Susie, I guess we'll start with you. Good morning to you. Thanks for coming in. Yeah, and this is something actually that's available for people all year long, I understand, but we're kind of doing an awareness for this now, right?
Yeah, we are doing an awareness. April, the end of April is the Drug Enforcement Agency does do, I think it's April 27th, a pickup day. But I think it's unique for Price County in that we have pickup days all year round. And that's kind of what we wanted to make sure that the people in Price County and our surrounding areas were aware of, the importance of getting rid of their unused or unwanted medications. So.
Okay. All right. So what falls under that unused, unwanted? Are we talking about everything or just prescriptions, or what falls under that, Susie?
We have prescription medications, over the counters, ointments, sprays, liquid medications, patches, your pet medications. Some people forget about that. So a lot of the most things will fall under that we have in our home.
Okay. All right. And Dylan, working with the Price County Sheriff's Department, I'm sure this is something that you see can be an issue, right? Having this stuff around the house, it's just good to get rid of it, right?
Yeah, especially if they are expired or unneeded anymore. It's a good way to get rid of them safely so that they're not in your home and people aren't at risk of accidentally taking them or anything like that.
Yeah, safety issues in there, yeah. So if they want to get rid of what they got, obviously, step number one, go through your medicine, whatever it might be, gather it, and then where do we go from there?
Our Price County Sheriff's Department has a drop-off site, as well as our Park Falls Police Department. in, I think, at the Phillips Police Department. You could drop off there and they'll make sure that it gets to you guys. Is that right, Dylan?
Yeah, typically it's the Park Falls Police Department is a drop-off spot, and then so is the Price County Sheriff's Office, okay. And then we will dispose of it for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. All right. No questions asked. Just bring in whatever,
exactly.
Whatever it is that you don't want around your house. Don't flush it down the toilet, right?
Well, and that's, yeah, I think that's kind of one of the things, the other thing, you know, Dylan hit on the reasons why we want to get rid of them so they're not around for, you know, someone to abuse or misuse. But, you know, as you said, Joel, you put them into our toilets or our water, and our systems aren't really capable of filtering all that out, so we don't want to see the end results in our drinking water. Or we don't want to see it in our lakes or streams because our wildlife actually can get exposed.
Or even in the garbage, right?
Exactly.
Because you don't want to end up in a landfill.
Exactly.
And who knows what animal or whatever might get at them, because mm-hmm. Some of those are in plastic capsule form and they can live a long time. Mm-hmm. Being with the Sheriff's Department, Dylan, I'm sure you have stories of things everywhere, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you're in weird spots, so if you just take time to dispose of it, the safety is the key, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a lot of the times we'll get calls about like medications and hypodermic needles and stuff like that on the side of the roadway and things like that where people walk their kids, and it's mm-hmm. just not a safe way to dispose of that stuff. So if you give it to us, then that way we can dispose of it properly.
Right, mm-hmm. right, exactly. All right, so we encourage people to do that. Put it on your to-do list on a rainy day like today. Go mm-hmm. through anything. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody has those bottles. They're either, whether they're prescription or just old stuff that you see is expired or you're never going to use again, put it in a bag, and we have a place mm-hmm. to get rid of it here.
Yeah. If I could just add, you know, I was just talking to Darla in the other room, and the importance of our small communities working on these prevention-type activities. We have actually an AODA Mental Health Coalition here in Price County that is a result of people coming together of our community. We just are finishing up a survey, as a matter of fact. And what do you feel your concerns are? And we asked that in 2023. We asked people in Price County, and mental health and AODA are top concerns of our people who live here. So with that, the stakeholders, as I was saying to Darla, the stakeholders in a small community, such as law, libraries, schools, clinics, hospitals, public health, all have to get together to work on this, and that's actually what's going on here. We are working as a team. We all do a variety of different things,
right.
But we all come together to work on this one goal, and I think that's an important message for everyone to know.
Yeah. All right. All right. Very good. Mm-hmm. All right. Dylan, anything we missed over there that you wanted to pass along from the sheriff's side, sheriff's department?
I don't think so, really.
All right. So just be proactive, folks. Yes. Get that medication out of there, and know that it's available. It's an awareness time, but it's available all the time for mm-hmm. people to drop off at the police department, sheriff's office. Mm-hmm. So get them out of there. And kids especially can be very curious and to what this is for and stuff, so we have to be cautious with that. Mm-hmm. All right. Susie, mm-hmm. thank you for coming in.
You're very welcome.
Dylan, appreciate you taking the time.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
you.
Be safe out there, folks. We've got more Reality Radio news to come in a moment after the weather.
This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HV.
All right, Brewer Baseball coming up for you today. 12:10 will be the first pitch. We're going to talk with Ron from Nemoth Implement coming up in just a little bit. Peace Lutheran folks are going to stop by. They've got a special event that they want to talk about also. Keep in mind, we talked, I think it was last week, about all the programs coming up this summer for our kids. We're talking about all kinds of youth programs that some of them already underway. In fact, I think some begin this Saturday already. I see mini basketball starts this Saturday, regular basketball. There's coach pitch, and there's some T-ball stuff that's already underway. In fact, I think this Friday, I think that other stuff actually starts next, this Saturday. So contact City Hall. Scott Schultz is the Park Falls Parks and Rec Director. We've had him on a couple of times here. I see there's tennis. There's even some of the basics of track, cardio kids. There's a sports sampler program. There's so much cool stuff with our new director of Parks and Rec, Scott Schultz. So contact City Hall if you have any questions about some of those programs that are going on now, and more things are coming up as we get into the summertime. Park Falls American Legion, they're back with the 50-50 progressive raffle tonight, and they'll get that going. 7:30 will be the drawing. Doors open at 6 or before. I see the jackpot has climbed to $6,049. $6,000 in that jackpot for tonight's drawing at the Park Falls American Legion if you want to make your way down there. Also want to let Phillips softball fans know that Phillips is scheduled to play down in Newman against Wausau Newman. And that game will be broadcast on one of our Civic Media stations. Download that Civic Media app, and you can listen to Logger Softball on Friday on the radio station WXCO, which you'll see when you download the app. You'll see all the Civic Media stations. You can click on WXCO, and you can listen to the Logger softball game on Friday. I had a little email conversation with a gentleman from our Civic station down there who's doing it, and he said he will be nice, is what he said. He said, I'll be nice. He might be a little hometown for Newman down there, being from down there, but it'll be nice for parents, grandparents to listen to that game. Download the Civic Media app onto your Android or iPhone, and then click on WXCO. Friday afternoon game time is 4:45 on that pretty cool Civic Media app.
98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden says he wants to triple U.S. tariffs on steel from China. The president planning to make the announcement today before the United Steelworkers in Pennsylvania. A Boeing whistleblower is due on Capitol Hill this morning. He's expected to make serious safety allegations about two of Boeing's planes, the 787 Dreamliner and the Boeing 777. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson fighting a move to take the gavel away from him as he proposes splitting the foreign aid package into four separate bills. ABC's Rachel Scott's at the Capitol.
Johnson says he still wants to have votes on these bills by the end of the week, but no one here on Capitol Hill has seen any of the details of this legislation, and he could soon be faced with this very stark reality that he may need the support of Democrats to not only save his job, but to push that foreign aid across the finish line.
Democrats in Arizona trying again today to repeal the 1864 law there that bans abortion in every case except save the life of the mother. This is ABC News. Four suspects in the deaths of two Kansas women have had their first day in court in Oklahoma. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
One of the arrestees, Tiffany Adams, is the former mother-in-law to one of the victims, Veronica Butler. Court records show the two had been in a bitter fight for custody of Butler's children. Adams and the three other suspects are thought to have planned Butler's killing over the course of several months. The second victim, Jillian Kelly, was simply in the wrong place at the wrong time, riding with her friend Veronica Butler when the alleged murder plot unfolded. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Demand for luxury is dipping. The country behind brands like Louis Vuitton, Tiffany, and Bulgari says that sales growth in the first quarter slowed about 3%. Last month, the company behind Gucci warned about a 10% drop in sales. And Apple may be looking to move more of its manufacturing out of China. The company head, Tim Cook, today telling the president of Indonesia Apple is looking at making some of its devices there. Apple has already shifted production to countries like Vietnam and India. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Marquette University Law School is releasing the results of its April poll of Wisconsin voters today. The last poll found President Biden and Donald Trump split the state evenly in a head-to-head race, with Trump pulling slightly ahead in a five-way race. This will be the first Marquette poll on the U.S. Senate race since Republican Eric Hovde got in. Governor Evers says Republican lawmakers made a big mistake by not answering his call for a special meeting of the Joint Finance Committee Tuesday. Evers wanted them to release $125 million to fight PFAS pollution in Wisconsin's drinking water.
The people in the state of Wisconsin that are suffering are sick and tired of this.
Republicans fault Evers for vetoing the PFAS bill they sent him this spring. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
April 20th at 7 p.m. at American Legion Post 182 in Park Falls, there's going to be a performance from Elvis tribute artist Elvis John Herjinski. Doors open at 6 p.m. Tickets are general admission with unreserved seating. They cost $25, and you can find them at Catkins Animal Rescue on Facebook or call 715-762-0122. Again, that is April 20th at 7 p.m. at American Legion Post 182.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country. The Bucks are banged up. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks held practice, missing some key players. Giannis continues to rehab that calf muscle. Guard A.J. Green with a sprained ankle. Damian Lillard with a groin injury did not practice yesterday. Were players surprised Dame couldn't go despite playing Sunday in Orlando? Bobby Portis.
I mean, to start off, man, it wasn't a shock or anything that Dame said. I mean, it's, what, Tuesday and the game Sunday, so it's a long way away, so I ain't put too much stress on that. You know, I think we kind of blow things out of proportion too much.
Bucks had coach Doc Rivers.
Yeah, we've done all the imaging and all that stuff, so he's good. I can tell you that.
Baseball, the Brewers lost last night to the Padres 6-3. The game started out with Brewers pitcher Wade Miley getting hit in the knee with a shot off the bat of Manny Machado.
I think that anytime you take a missile off your kneecap, I mean, that affects you. Most people wouldn't have stayed in the game.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Cloudy with scattered showers likely today. We could get a quarter inch or more of rain by the time it winds down this evening. Our high 53, the wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 36. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a few afternoon sprinkles with a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 41.
All right, more of Reality Radio. We're going to talk with the folks from Peace Lutheran in a little while, and we'll get some other stuff, some other community events. But we've got Ron Nolan with us. He's with Nemeth Implement. And morning, Ron. How you doing?
Morning, Joel. I'm pretty good.
Yeah, thanks for coming in this morning. You didn't get washed away last night with the wind and the rain. Jeez.
Oh, we needed the rain. We needed the rain.
Yeah, we definitely needed the rain. And people this morning are probably wishing they had like something to push that mud around in their driveway and stuff this morning, because we got a lot of rain. There's no doubt about it. All right, well, you guys are located down in Stetsonville.
Yep.
For those who haven't listened before, when we've had you on here, tell us a little bit about Nemeth Implement in Stetsonville, and then we're going to talk specifically. Listen up, guys and gals. We got some specific items in stock that you may be interested in, but tell us a little bit about Nemeth Implement and what you guys do down there.
Well, Nemeth Implement is about a 100-year-old company. It's a corporation. We've been in Stetsonville the entire age of the business. We've been Al Chalmers, New Idea, Gleaner Combines, and now we're Bobcat. We've been Bobcat for 40 plus years, and Mahindra Tractors as well. So we have a complete line of equipment, and we still service the old New Idea and Alice Chalmers cleaner equipment.
The old Alice Chalmers, yeah. All right, a lot of guys coming in with stories on that, I'm sure, right?
We sell nationwide.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible, pretty incredible. And we've got, you had told me last time, you gave me a stat kind of on the way out last time we talked to you, that you said you had counted the parts and you were like $1.2 million in parts or something like that. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. We just got done with taxes, so.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
That part hurts a little bit.
Yeah, but this, the amount of parts you have there, you said, is just incredible. Let's talk a little bit about, you got some specific things here in the spring for people that are on the lot there that you have that they may be interested in. So let's run through some of those things. We may touch on something that our listeners might be interested in.
Well, I quite literally have a Kubota L3430 with a cab and loader just got traded in. It's sitting on the truck in the parking lot right now in Super One parking lot.
So if you run down here quick,
yep.
Catch him before he goes.
Really nice tractor. Just got traded in, so that's available. We have another Kubota open station tractor. Just got traded. We have a T770 Bobcat forestry cutter package that just got traded in. It is a super deal right now. Only 300 hours on the machine, and you can buy it for less than you can buy just a machine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Wow. Average retail price of that unit is $130,000. We have it for $85,000.
Wow.
Sounds like a lot of money, but it is quite the machine.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
It's the machine that you see that can go straight through the woods, take down any tree in front of it.
Oh, jeez.
And make that tree disappear.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Wow.
Yep.
Sounds like a Rambo movie. All right, I like it.
It's hard to believe.
Yep. I like it. I like it.
We have a bunch of new skid steer loaders and compact track loaders in stock as we speak. At least 20 compacts you choose. We got every size, variation, transmission options. They're all there.
Yep. All right. All right. Anything else there you wanted to mention?
Well, for the Northwoods here, we have log grapples for, and we have log splitters, whether they're three-point or skid steer mounted. We have log winches. You can literally turn your little compact tractor into a log skidder.
All right.
You don't need to actually call in the big boys, and I know they got to have a job too. Mm-hmm. But if you're a homeowner or have some wooded acreage, you can actually skid your own stuff out if you got a compact tractor. And if you don't, we have the tractor for you.
Sure. Incredible.
Always selling.
Oh, of course. And easy to find right on Highway 13 in Stetsonville. Easy to find down there too. And you mentioned you carry, you can get them a new one. You can get them a used one. And all the parts in between, right? You said you ship parts and you get calls from people all over the country, right?
Yep. We ship parts cross country every day of the week. There's not very many dealers that stock what we do. It's hard to believe, but some of the companies call us for the parts.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Really? Incredible.
And if it's a part you need and we know you need it, we'll have it made for you.
Really?
Constantly, all the time. Yep. We have machine shops around Medford that build the parts locally.
That's amazing.
Yep.
That's amazing. So anything you need, give Nemeth Implement a call, and if they don't got it, they'll do what they can to get it or make it.
Yep. And the best thing to do is to really call us. We're having a bit of a hard time right now keeping up with the amount of equipment going in and out. We may have to hire somebody just to put it on the website. Okay. But I don't think the website's worth it. It's just so easy to give us a call, and we know what we got at that time. And
Right. And you guys like to have a lot of fun on Facebook, too, with What Is It Wednesday, right?
Yeah, What Is It Wednesday? it's a fun little program that I started a number of years ago. And essentially, we put a product up there, a part, and you call in, you guess what it is, if you're placing an order, that is, and you can get 5% off your order if you know what that part is, up to $100. So you can actually save $100 on your part if you have any idea what the part is. We're not too picky on knowing exactly what it is, but just that you know that you looked at the Facebook and followed us.
Yeah. Yes. So check that out. NIEMUTH, yep. Nemeth Implement, on Facebook. So check that out. And I assume you put some other stuff on there too, and some of the stuff that you get in, although you're telling me that a lot of times you get stuff in, like you said, this, what you got on your loader right here, it probably won't be in stock very long, will it?
That
right?
Won't be there for very long.
Yeah.
The other thing is if you follow us on Facebook, we do post a lot on Facebook and a lot of programs, and they change fast. Right now on a new compact excavator, which we sell a lot of excavators, you can get 0% for 48 months today, plus cash discounts.
Okay.
And I know you don't hear 0% very often, but we still have a bunch of 0% programs on our new equipment.
Yeah. So we were talking about some of the bigger equipment too. What about some smaller type equipment? What's the smallest that you carry there? What would be the smallest?
The smallest would be like a stand-on track machine. You literally stand on it, but it's a compact track loader that can lift over 1,000 pounds, rated capacity.
Really?
Yes.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Yep. You can lift little boulders with it, and you're not even in the machine. You're actually on the machine.
Yeah. Yep. So if you're listening now and you've got maybe a cabin up here or a little hobby farm or something, and there's some stuff you wanted to do, have never been sure how to do it, you guys, I'm sure, spend a lot of time talking with people about maybe they're newbies. They're newbies to the area, newbies to a cabin, but they have projects they want to do, right?
Yep. Most of our customers, and I think part of what makes Nemeth successful, you know, through all the hard times, is we don't just sell you a tractor because we want to make the money or the commission. Obviously, we're in business. We're trying to make money and make a living. But what we do is we try to figure out what's the best product for you. if you're a small cabin owner, you don't need a 150 horse articulated tractor, obviously. But what tractor is best for your needs? Is it hydrostatic? Is it manual transmission? Do you want egg tires? Do you want industrial tires? It gets really complicated. But that's what we do. We help you get the piece of equipment that is best for your needs.
Yeah. And if something happens, which happens, part-wise and stuff, you guys are right there for them.
We're right there. We have a fully trained service department, fully stocked shop, and our mechanics got... I know one that has over 50 years of experience, and he's still working. And he's still more than capable of working.
Really? Fantastic. Yep. So check out Nemuth Implement on Facebook, N-I-E-M-U-T-H, and take a look at, what is it, Wednesday? You got the part up there already today?
I believe that should be up there. I haven't actually looked, but
it will be in a little bit.
Let's see if we can give him a little bit of taste on it here.
Yeah, let's bring it up on his phone here, see if it's up there yet.
Let's take a look here.
Facebook on the radio. It's always a wonderful thing.
Yep. I'm having
there we go. So N-I-E-M-U-T-H, Nemuth Implement. Like it on Facebook and follow them. And you not only get updates on, some of the latest things that get in there, but have a little fun with What Is It Wednesday and see if you can figure out what the part is for each week.
Oh, and it is on there already today.
All right, let me take a look at this. All right. I have no idea what this is going to be. It looks like an old Arrowhead artifact is what it looks like to me. It's a little triangle. I have absolutely no idea.
That answer would be good enough for us.
See, that means
but yeah, it's actually a ground engaging tooth for like a bucket. The low cast tooth that goes on the end of the
bucket. Yep. Okay, very good. Very cool.
And I just gave it away.
All right. So check it out, Nemuth Implement. And they can always give you a call down in Stetsonville. What's your number down there?
715-678-2271.
All right, very good. And hopefully you'll get from here to Stetsonville, and you'll probably have sold the thing by the time you get there. What's on your trailer?
Yep. All right, Ryan. And we deliver free
Your
equipment up here, too.
Really?
We don't charge you for delivering a piece of equipment you bought.
Very good. Yep. All right. Ron, good to see you.
Yep. Thank you very much,
Ron Dolan, Nemuth Implement in Stetsonville. Again, check them out on Facebook, N-I-E-M-U-T-H, Nemuth Implement.
Texting enrolls you in a reoccurring automated marketing text message.
Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Well, next week on Reality Radio, we're going to have Rachel in from Embrace. I'm looking at our other schedules here. And this is good timing, too, because we'll talk a little bit about Embrace, of course, is there for people who have... been affected by domestic and sexual abuse in our area, and with what happened in Park Falls last weekend, I think this is good timing on that. So we actually had her scheduled before that event happened. And who else? We'll see. I can see a couple other names on there. It's always fun to just kind of wait and see who it is on Reality Radio next week. We've got some blood drives going on around the area, so you can go to redcrossblood.org or communityblood.org and check out the blood drives that are available in your area, in our area. The Zor Flamble Clowns are having a meat raffle fundraiser. They're going to do this at John's 3 Mile Corner Bar. This will be April 28th, a week from Sunday. So April 28th, John's 3 Mile Corner Bar. Meat raffle for the Zor Flamble Clowns. Always appreciate seeing them at area parades. I know a lot of people, the word is spreading. The word is spreading that our Brewer bus trip is back because we're getting a lot of calls. And people are setting up groups together. So this thing, I think we have 10 people officially signed up. But I, from years, doing this for years before the pandemic, it will all of a sudden just steamroll. And we will be sold out before you know it. So don't delay on this and getting your group together. Because June 1st is the deadline. We need to know if we have enough people by June 1st, because if we don't, then we have to take a full bus or really close to full. So if you want to join us Saturday, July 11th, it's a relaxing day. It's $110 a person. You ride in the Krug Tour bus. You can bring whatever you want on the bus, a collapsible cooler with a beverage, with sandwich, whatever you want, collapsible cooler on the bus. And then we're going to go right to Miller Park, right to AmFam Field. So there'll be no stopping on the way there. We'll get there probably about 11:30, quarter to 12. Plenty of time, an hour before game time, for you to mill around the park and just enjoy the whole setting there. And, of course, we'll stick around and watch the game. And afterwards, hop back on the bus. Big G will be hosting and probably make a stop in Fond du Lac, Stevens Point, a fast food area, let people get out, have a little bite to eat, and we'll probably get home in the 9 o'clock hour, I would guess. One day, there and back. You don't have to drive. You don't have to drive in Milwaukee. Parking is paid for. Your ticket is included. And the ride in the crew tour bus. And if you want to sign up, your paid spot holds it at 715-762-3221. Give a shout to Brianna here, and she'd be glad to fill you in on any of the information that I may have missed for a Brewer bus trip on Thursday, July 11th.
Could there be?
It's 922 on Reality Radio. And we got Derek, who's nice enough to join us from Peace Lutheran Church at the Peaceful Gathering that has been a tradition here in Park Falls for many, many years. So, Derek, good morning to you.
Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. We've been doing this for a long time, this Peaceful Gathering, haven't we?
Yeah, the Peaceful Gathering was started 15 years ago to bring together and strengthen our community to enjoy a time of fellowship and a delicious meal.
Yeah, yeah. So we do this the last day of every month. Doesn't matter what day it is,
correct?
Right? Yeah. New Year's Eve, whatever day it may be.
Yeah, it is.
The last day of every month, and we get together at the Peace Center and just have a little meal family style, right?
Exactly. You got it right.
Yeah, and it's open. It's meant, like you said, it's not meant for those necessarily in need, but they certainly can come. It's just meant for everybody to get together. It's more about the communal get-together than it is about the need for a meal, right?
Exactly. And it's not religious-based. We're not doing anything like that. We do say a prayer, but it's all about community.
Yeah. And we're doing something. We're trying to branch out and do something a little different. We're looking for those who are pretty good at cooking, right?
Exactly. I joined a photographer's club, and this gentleman that I met is an Iron Chef competitor. And with my ADHD, I wasn't paying attention to class. I was thinking about that situation of how could I use that opportunity.
Sure.
And so, yes, we are bringing in guest chefs and looking for guest chefs to showcase their culinary experience and help the community and provide a wonderful meal.
Okay. So we're looking for people who have the ability to cook, whether you own a restaurant or maybe you went to school for it and then life took you somewhere else or whatever it may be, if they're pretty good at cooking, right?
Yeah, even home cooks. Amazing home cooks out there, and if they would like to showcase their talents to the community and help bring together the community, that would be awesome.
Yeah, so what do you foresee there, that role, that person that's listening right now that says, okay, I'm pretty good at that, so what would be that person's role when they put this meal together then?
Okay, so the first thing, they are given a budget based on how many are expected for the meal, and they need to come up with a meal that is a full family style meal, from appetizer, meaning a salad or a soup or something like that, a main course and a dessert.
Okay. All right. And then they'll cook it right there at the Peace Center, right?
Correct. They will work with our staff. Our full staff will be there to assist them with all prep, cleanup, and everything that is needed. And the funds for all the food is provided by the Peaceful Gathering.
So it's just their time they're given, right?
Yep, their time and talent.
Time and talent, yes, yep. Exactly. All right. What other notes do we have there, Derek, that you want to pass along?
There is, if they need to get a hold of me, that would be great. You can text me at 715-301-6206.
Okay, 301-6206, all right. All right. And again, this is in Park Falls, and that is at Peace Lutheran Church, the last day of every month they have the Peaceful Gathering, but looking to expand out a little bit and kind of get people involved that are love to cook and would maybe just love to present their talent in this setting.
So. Yes, because our first guest chef this month, because normally we don't tell people what we're having because it's really about community and not what's on the table.
Right.
And so our first guest chef this month is Chef Brad Pearson from the Northern Pines, the former owner of AJ's. We have an Iron Chef competitor and cookbook author coming in. And I know that Lola's Lunchbox is very interested in, and a lot of people are excited about coming to a meal that she's going to prepare.
Yeah.
So It's going to be hopefully a really great opportunity for chefs to promote their businesses, home chefs to showcase their talents and provide for our community.
All right. And give that number again. If people are interested in being involved with this in future months, how can they get a hold of you again, Derek?
Again, my name is Derek. I can be reached at 715-301-6206. And if you could text me, that would be great, because as everybody, I'm outside working my butt off. So if you text me, that would be awesome.
Well, it certainly is a great service, and it's become a tradition here in Park Falls, the peaceful gathering. So thank you to you and all the folks. There are a lot of people that work together to Correct. Make this happen.
Exactly. It's all the funds are provided by the community to put this meal on. So it's an awesome situation.
So reach Derek at 715-301-6206 if you have any questions, or maybe you're a chef or a restaurant owner and you'd like to pick a month to help them out and do this. That'd be fantastic. All right, Derek, great information. Thank you for taking time to share it with us.
Thank you. I greatly appreciate it.
Derek with a peaceful gathering joining us, Reality Radio at 928.
Most of us agree.
All right, it is 9:30 on Reality Radio. Joel here. Austin is here.
I came back.
I feel like I chipped a tooth yesterday. You see that? The whole front thing? See that thing? The whole thing. Oh, it's wonderful. Waiting to get into the dentist. It's one of those things where you chip a tooth and then you spend your whole mouth is just weird. Mm-hmm. You know, you're just like, things are where they shouldn't be.
But does that mean you can whistle better now?
Probably, but I still got a few teeth left in there, but lost one, chipped one off the other day. Ah. We've got Catkins with Caspian as our featured pet of the week.
Oh, yeah, Caspian.
Caspian, catkinsrescue.org. Check that website out. All the cats and dogs are on there. And we posted, Catkins posted a really cool video where one of the volunteers did a walkthrough on Catkins and showed you the entire facility, which it's out in the woods out there. It's out west of Park Falls off of E. So a lot of you probably haven't been there. So check that out on the Catkins Facebook page. They really have a cool facility. I don't know if you've ever been out there physically.
I've seen the building itself. I've never been inside. Yeah. I did try to join their volunteers at one point, but I couldn't make it on the volunteer day. And they're just super busy all the time.
Yeah, they're always looking for people, but the people that are there are always busy and trying to get new volunteers. So catkinsrescue.org, again, is a website. And what a great facility out there. What a great service they're doing for our animals. And the facilities that the dogs and cats have in their temporary homes are pretty good. They're pretty good out there.
Yeah. So it's cool. You can tell they take care of the pets that are there.
Oh, yeah. It's fantastic. This Saturday is the Big Elvis Show. This is benefiting Catkins. So it's called You Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog. And John Harjinski, the Elvis impersonator, will be at the Park Falls Legion Hall on Saturday. Tickets are limited, but I was told they are not sold out yet. I think they limited to like 150 or something like that. So give a call to Catkins at 762-0122. Tickets are $25. So it's a 6 o'clock door opening, 7 o'clock show. So you're just going there for the show, and a cash bar is available and a 50-50 raffle. And I mentioned this a couple weeks ago. Elvis impersonators are getting harder and harder to find. It's a generational thing, and the generation of that is moving on.
Mm-hmm.
There was a gentleman up in Mellon who used to do it a lot, John Warren, I think was his name, and he was really good. He was really, really good. He was part of our karaoke showdown back in early 2000s, and I still remember his American Trilogy Elvis song that he did up at the Bad River Casino for our karaoke showdown.
We had a karaoke showdown at one point.
We did that for several years. Our station was a part of a group with the Ashland stations, and I don't know if there's another one too, but we went around to area bars. This probably would have been 2008, 10, 12, somewhere in there. Went around to area bars weekly and had a karaoke qualifying, and then like the top one or two from each establishment were invited to the finals up at the Bad River Casino. And the Bad River Casino featured probably 20 or so karaoke finalists. And man, there was some good talent.
Did you ever participate, Joel?
I never sang. I helped to host it. I judged it a little bit. Red Higgins got his career going through our karaoke showdown. He told us people told him he always had a good voice, so he hit the stage, and I think he finished second. And now Red Higgins, of course, performs all over northern Wisconsin still, and is just a great guy. And there's, it was a lot of fun. And I remember John Warren doing the Elvis there, and he was so good. He was to the point where I remember we had a tie, and he did a song, I think it was the American Trilogy, and he had the Elvis scarves. Elvis used to wipe the scarves on his sweat, and then he'd twirl them in the air and throw them to the crowd. Where he had the ladies in front, he was so good. He had the scarves, and he was doing that. He was twirling them around and throwing them into the crowd. It was awesome. So, and people have told me that John Harjinski is very good, and he'll be there Saturday night at 7 at the Park Falls American Legion.
Look forward to it.
Yep, if you want a ticket, get them in advance. If you walk up the night of Saturday, they might be sold out because there's fire rules and stuff. You can only have so many people in the building.
Yeah, the regulations.
Yeah, 715-762-0122 for your ticket. Northwoods Dentistry is a proud... Tyler Hubbard there at 98Q Country. Well, the NBA has announced the Milwaukee Bucks playoff times. I thought they were going to wait till after the play-in games today, but they have announced it. So the Bucks' first playoff game will be Sunday. We knew that, but it'll be at 6 p.m. Sunday. It's on TNT. So if you have that, you can watch it. And then the Tuesday game will also be a night game on NBA TV. Friday, April 26th, it's scheduled for a 4:30 start time. That's kind of a weird time. So I think these are all central. So the first game Sunday, Sunday evening, and we'll have that for you right here. That works out good for us because we got Brewers on during the day and the Bucks at night on Sunday. Whew. All right. I hope your Wednesday is good. Thanks to all of our guests for coming, and lots of good information today about the unwanted and all the prescription drugs and stuff you're not going to use anymore. You can drop those off at your local police sheriff's department. You can do that anytime here in the area in Price County, and I'm sure Ashland County, they'll take it. So had some good information with that. Courtney, we welcome in Courtney, our new Park Falls Chamber Director. Had a chance to visit with her, some good stuff. And Ron, always good to visit with Ron at Nemeth Implement, doing some good work down there in Stetsonville, and Derek with the Peaceful Gathering, and Darren Patterson, our Shawamigan AD. Good stuff, good stuff. If you missed any of it, we'll be reposting an edited version of it a little bit later on, probably today or tomorrow. And that's a great place. I want to mention too, 98qcountry.com. There's now a podcast section there, and we're working on putting some of our interviews and segments on there. We realize that today's listeners are used to having things on demand, so we're working on putting more and more stuff on our 98qcountry.com podcast site. There's a couple things on there already, and there will be more to come. Stay dry. Hope your Wednesday is fabulous. We've got Brewer baseball, 11:35 pregame. John St. John is chomping at the bit. He'll be in next. Menards has all the-